I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game.
He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame.
60 seconds on the clock.
You're going down and I'm gonna rock. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name.
Said it couldn't be done, but we made it!
It's Friday!
Hey, is Danny and Lily jumping somewhere? Maybe.
I'm guessing yes.
All right.
I feel like nothing can top last weekend with Sarah's wedding and everything,
no. But
yeah. I'm kind of excited for this weekend. I have my little brother was invited to a birthday party at the Flying Squirrel Trampoline Park in Everett.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Wow, that's almost going to be as ratchet as Sarah's wedding.
I mean, a lot of jiggling, no.
I can imagine alcohol in a trampoline park. We would have been screwed. We'd all come back with broken legs.
Yeah.
And owing them a lot of money for cleanup.
Yes. All right, Vicky, are you getting on the trampoline yourself?
Well, yeah, I got to chase him around.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll see what happens.
I did it last year at a different trampoline park, and yeah, you end up just real sweaty and tired by the end of it.
Okay, as long as you don't end it, because I would end up injured. So as long as you come back with no broken bones, we'll be happy.
No promises.
Yeah.
But that being said, we do have a game to get to. We have Dan from Seattle. Dan, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you do only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What 2002 video game movie spawned sequels with the subtitles Apocalypse, Extinction, and Afterlife?
Pass.
Who was the first coach of the Green Bay Packers?
Belichick.
No.
Pass.
Which coffee word means pressed out in Italian?
Pour over?
Nope.
Pass.
The first episode of American Idol aired in what early 2000s year?
2001.
No.
2002.
Yes. Woo. What is the traditional meat on a Reuben sandwich?
Corned beef.
Correct. How much money do you start a game of a standard game of Monopoly?
$200.
No.
$250.
Nope.
$300.
No. Oh. What does a camel store in its hump?
Water.
Nope.
Food.
No. That is too correct.
Yeah, this is,
too correct.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, Dan, at least you're a good guy. That's the one good thing about it.
Some of these were tricky.
Thank you.
There were a few where you could have maybe,
Yeah, oh, could have Jennings did.
I guess. I'm not saying it.
Oh, my. Steve knows it's a real thing. He's just a baby about it.
Well, we'll see if Steve gets them. Are you ready?
Yes.
What 2002 video game movie spawned sequels with the subtitles Apocalypse, Extinction, and Afterlife?
Underworld.
No.
Doom.
No.
Mortal Kombat.
No.
Oh, G.I. Joe?
No. Who was the first coach of the Green Bay Packers?
Vince Lombardi.
No.
Oh, the first coach of the Green Bay Packers. Mr. Lombardi.
No.
I'll come back.
Which coffee word means pressed out in Italian?
Pass.
The first episode of American Idol aired in what early 2000s year?
2001.
No.
Two.
Yes. What is the traditional meat on a Reuben sandwich?
That would be pastrami.
No.
corned beef.
Yes. How much money do you start a standard game of Monopoly?
How much money? 500.
No.
1,000.
No.
2,000.
No. What does a camel store in its hump?
Water.
No.
Love.
No.
Love, baby.
Toiletries.
No. Beginning with the letter D, what word means you're lookalike or double?
Doppelganger.
Correct. On the pH scale, what lucky number indicates neutrality?
7.
Yes.
All
one,
right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Correct. 2 to 4. That is a win, buddy.
Yeah, you did it. You did it, even though you were pathetic.
You made a win
after
that performance.
Yeah. Sorry, Dan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Friday.
You
happy
too.
Friday.
All right, back at you, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah, happy Friday, Dan. I could have done a little better, but... Boy, you got lucky on that one, buddy.
If by lucky you mean the right competitor, yes. You're yes. Right. Because I did not perform very well.
Well, you perform well enough to win.
I'll say the urge to say that's what she said.
I thought it, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like oh, here we go.
Phrasing.
Oh, well.
Didn't need a pill to win that one, though.
No, you didn't.
It wasn't Lombardi, but it does start, the last name starts with an L for the coach of Green Bay Packers.
I don't know if I don't know how I could know this. Lambert. Hopefully.
Mm-mm.
No,
and
it?
I would have accepted Coach Lambeau.
Oh, Lambeau Field.
Oh, Lambeau Field.
It
okay,
was Curly
we should be
Lambeau.
Oh, well, I guess that's why they call it Lambeau Field. We mm-hmm. should know that. I never knew that.
I never once questioned why the name was Lambeau. I was just like, that's Lambeau Field.
That's a really good question, Vicky, even though I hate it. It's a good question.
I mean, I'm not a football person, but I assumed, oh, that, you know, Lambeau. I know what Lambeau Field is. People should know, right?
Yeah. Steve's right. I mean, a lot of times we feel like these fields are named after products. So,
that,
you know, even though Lambeau's very old.
I just assumed it was named after somebody that had some kind of importance with the Green Bay Packers. And clearly I was right, but I never even thought it could be the coach.
Thought it was just a dude named Bo who liked lamb a lot. I mean, really, you know, could have been that.
I thought it was Rambo's little brother. Wasn't as good as
Lambeau.
Yeah. And that's why I would have accepted Coach Lambeau.
Yeah.
And not just Curly.
Oh, what a nice person. Yeah, I would have never got his first name.
Nope. Does anybody know what the 2002 video game movie that spawned sequels with the subtitles Apocalypse, Extinction, and Afterlife is?
Is it Resident Evil?
Resident Evil.
Oh. Yeah.
The hint was the video game movie.
Yeah, there you go.
I was trying to think of video games that were movies, but I couldn't think of the actual one.
Yeah, Mila Jojovich.
Yep.
The Fifth Element girl. She was the one that was the star of those movies.
Does anybody know which coffee word means pressed out in Italian?
Oh, is it espresso?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that, I mean, you just the words right in there, press.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Yeah. I didn't realize it. But I just did the Jennings method, Steve, which you hate so much.
Because it's not real.
How much money do you start a standard game of Monopoly with?
I think it's 15, right?
15.
As soon as they went 1,000 to 2,000, I instantly regretted that.
Like, no.
And I could hear it in all of your voices. Yeah.
Like, dang it. Does anybody know what a camel store is in its hump? I didn't mention
it was water.
It's not. I mentioned it on a hump day Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like,
how come you don't listen to Vicky?
Nobody
Steve.
Does.
I
know what it is.
I take notes.
I listened. I know exactly what it is. It's fat.
Yes, you are right.
Fat.
Thank you. I win. I listened to Vicky only one time.
Are we sure it's not toiletries? Because I'm pretty sure I've seen some shampoo in there.
Yeah. And like the little airplane-sized shaving creams.
Yeah.
I mean, they use fat to make soap. So, yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
Yeah. Steve and Joe are right. Toiletries is, I mean, what else would you bring in a home?
Razors.
That's why they don't have to pay for carry-on luggage when they fly Frontier.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Camels know what's up.
They're smart.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.